This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. When five people were found dead in a Commerce City apartment of fentanyl overdoses in February, law enforcement vowed to try and track down the source. CPR's Allison Sherry reports they haven't had much luck.
The group of friends thought they were taking cocaine, but were sold something much more deadly, fentanyl. 6 months later, authorities, including the Drug Enforcement Administration, reviewed surveillance videos, conducted interviews, and tracked cell phones, and they still don't have enough information to file any criminal charges against anyone. This according to the Adams County District Attorney. However, they still are taking tips on the investigation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state health department has added a new COVID-19 subvariant to the state's dashboard. CPR health reporter John Daly.
New coronavirus variants and subvariants have kept the pandemic going globally, but some are more worrisome than others. The state health department says it's adding the new BA.2.75 Omicron subvariant to its data dashboard. The state lab first detected this subvariant in Colorado's wastewater surveillance program during the last week of July. At the moment, it only accounts for less than 1% of cases in Colorado, but the subvariant has been on the rise in India in recent weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The therapy dogs at Denver International Airport have a new title, 2023 Guinness World Record holders. The Canine Airport Therapy Squad is now up to 84 purple-vested dogs and one cat. That's more than any other program of its kind. In Boulder, it's 75 degrees. This is CPR News.